Everything we do in life or business begins and ends with our mindset. If we want to succeed, we need to have the mindset of an achiever. That's why I asked Brendon Burchard to come and chat with us today. Brendon is the number one New York Times bestselling author of The Millionaire Messenger and The Charge, activating the 10 human drives that make you feel alive. Brendon is here today to help us get charged up to live the life of an achiever. Brendon, welcome back to Success. Great to have you with us today.
Honored to be here, my friend.
So you say that your latest book is the culmination of years of work for you. So explain the reason behind the title, The Charge.
Yeah, you know, I've had sort of a 16-year mission to try and understand what is it that really makes people feel fully alive. You know, after my car accident, I realized that at the end of our life, we're really going to wonder if we lived fully or not. And so I thought, well, what is it? What is it that makes people feel completely alive and engaged and fulfilled with life? How do they have a strong internal charge that makes them feel energized and enthusiastic and just engaged with life? And so I studied 16 years worth of psychology and neuroscience and high performance studies to come up with that answer. And that internal charge ends up being the answer, that ability for us to cultivate and generate and sustain a heightened and positive, buoyant internal charge. That thing is the secret to all of our success.
So what hit me, Brendon, when I was reading your book was the description of the contrast between three people's lives, either caged, comfortable, or charged. Mm. Now, a good friend of mine who read your book, his observation was that he's been living the comfortable life, but is naturally a charged life kind of person. He feels this conflict between who he is naturally and then who others want or need or expect him to be. And that's causing him this internal angst. So the question that he wanted me to pose to you was this: how does he go from comfortable to charged? Then what strategies do you suggest he deploy daily to stay charged when fear, doubt, or people try to pull him back into the comfortable or caged life?
Oh, great question. There's only two things that are going to change your life. Either something new comes into your life or something new comes out of you. And to the person who is caged or to is comfortable, sometimes they wait for something new to come into life. Oh, maybe this new job will make me feel more energized, engaged, or maybe this new opportunity will finally come through and I'll be complete, or maybe I'll finally meet her, or maybe he'll say yes, and then I'll feel better and more engaged. But what we've learned is that what really charges you, it's a different level of conscious direction about the quality and energy of your life. It's about deciding, not waiting for something, but just choosing right here in the moment, in the full presence, to engage with the moment and to bring your energy into it. You know, I like to also say that the power plant doesn't have energy. It generates energy. You don't have energy. You don't have happiness and you don't have purpose. Those are things that you generate, you create. And so to go from comfortable to charged, it's deciding to consciously design your life again and to consciously bring in the emotions that you want to experience. Don't hope they show up, but rather generate them from within to experience them. And if you do that consistently over and over and over again, you start to find yourself, whoa, my gosh, I feel this way on a continual basis. I can't believe it. And everyone looks around and says, what are you on, some new energy drink? And you go, no, I'm generating my own energy again.
Mm, that's good. Okay. So now, Brendon, you've identified 10 human drives that if we activate them properly, we'll live strong, courage-filled, and internally charged lives. So let's go through those. But first, tell us about the two different type of drives.
The first drives are the baseline drives. And the baseline drives are globally, they're the drives that we have to have for self-knowledge and for social connection. So to know ourselves and to connect with others. Then you have the forward drives. And in the forward drives, those happen to be where the most bang for the buck is when we talk about this idea of the charge, or when we talk about happiness and satisfaction and fulfillment. Because these forward drives, these are more globally, if the baseline drives are about self-knowledge, the forward drives are more about self-actualization. And if the baseline drives were about social connection, the forward drives are about social contribution. So it takes us from baseline, I feel comfortable, I know myself, I can connect with people, have friends, have family, have love. And that's important. We all need them. That's why we call them the baseline drives. When these are not met, we're completely not met or activated, we tend to be miserable. But a lot of people have those met. And when they have them met, the only way to get them feeling more charged in life is to have them activate those drives in a different way to heighten their level of experience, or to also overlay the forward drives that will help them actualize themselves and contribute differently to society.
Yeah. So as you're saying there, I believe each of the 10 drives are things that we could be doing already, but perhaps we're focused in the wrong direction. So you talk about these activators for each of the drives. So explain what those are.
Yeah, they're important because look, all of the human drives, and we'll talk about them. For example, the first one is the drive for control. Well, that's a drive. We all want to have more control in life. But like all the other drives, this drive and all the other drives can be used positively or negatively. These do not have a positive or negative charge to them. We give it the charge, positively or negatively. Some people with the drive for control become obsessive, controlled, disordered because they want so much control in their lives. Other people use control to craft a magnificent life for themselves that is balanced, that is free, that is satisfied. And so it's important to know that we can activate each of these in specific ways that makes us feel more fully alive and satisfied with life.
So this is great. Control is an issue that most of us have, both either positive or negative. As you said, it could be on both sides of the line. So talk to us about activating control in a positive direction.
The activator for the first human drive of control is to what we call control for new. So many people are trying to control everything in their life. You know, one of my clients, her name is Sarah, and she is someone who has more lists and more daily planners and the most organized mom you've ever met and businesswoman you've ever met in your life. She has got checklists for her checklists. I mean, she has a level of control that most of us are like, holy cow. However, she's miserable. Why? Because one of the activators for the drive of control is this idea that we can also control for new, to spend as much time creating and designing in our life new experiences, new thoughts, new relationships as we spend to control and organize and schedule our life. You know, we often try to manage the present moment so much that we stop foreseeing and envisioning something new and exciting for ourselves. So the activator for control is control for new. Set up new experiences in your life purposefully. Spend as much time setting up new experiences in your life as you do managing what's going on in your life now, and you'll experience a heightened level of this drive.
Okay, so that's great. So we got number one. Talk to us about drive number two and how do we go about activating it in our lives as well?
Yeah, the second baseline human drive is the drive for competence. We all want to be able to understand and master our world. And this drive brings in a lot of trouble into people's lives because sometimes they think they have all the competence in the world, so they have this inflated ego. And sometimes people forget how important it is to be activating their drive to learn and understand and master, so they get complacent and they don't feel like they're growing. And so the drive for competence can be easily activated by deciding to set new learning challenges for yourself. What I tell people all the time, Darren, is, you know what? Every single month, set a new challenge for yourself, a new learning challenge. Say, I'm going to learn and focus on this specific thing anew this month. Every single month, pick something.
I like that. That's great. That's great advice as well. So that brings us to the third baseline human drive, and that's congruence. And I think this is one that I think upsets the apple cart a lot. So explain its role and its activator.
Yeah, congruence is one of the most important baseline drives because when we don't feel like we are in integrity with who we know we are or who we could be, we start to feel miserable. And the challenge is many people have never actually defined, well, who are they? And so they're just acting in reaction to the world versus being congruent with an image of who they know they could be. And so a simple activator here to be more congruent in life and feel that greater sense of congruence and internal integrity and mastery is to decide to pick just three words that's going to define who you are. So you have those words at the tip of your consciousness so that as you go throughout your day, your thoughts and your feelings and your behaviors start to align with these three words. because otherwise you're just acting in random. And that's why a lot of people feel very miserable in life.
So we've got control, competence, and congruence. So give us briefly fourth and fifth. And my guess is they're going to start with a C, but go ahead.
Well, that took a little bit of work with the thesaurus to figure out how do we get all 10 human drives to be in a framework people remember. So they all ended up starting with a C. But the fourth and the fifth one are those ones that make us feel socially connected. The fourth is caring, and the fifth is connection. And I'll tell you, without these things in our lives activated at a great quality of depth, we never, never feel happy. I mean, it's one of the most important things is to, one, caring. You know, the drive for caring, people kind of poo-poo that one a lot. They're like, yeah, I know, I should care. You know the number one reason that employees leave their workplace worldwide, globally, across all cultures and companies? Number one, lack of appreciation. They report on their exit interviews, I didn't feel like anyone cared for me here. I didn't feel like my contributions were cared for. So caring is serious life work. It's serious business. And so we have to decide to deeply care for others. But you know what? Let's first start with ourselves. You know, we live in a society where we are so challenged that we're trying to do so many things that we stop caring for ourselves. That's why we have 70% of the public that's overweight or 30% now obese, is that we stop caring for ourselves. And so activator for caring is first care for thyself. And the final baseline drive is connection. That desire to deeply connect with other people is what drives us into marriage, that drives us into relationships. It's what drives us to connect deeply with our children and those around us. Connection is everything. And the way to have more connection in our lives is, again, to be conscious about it, to create it, but also to do what we call project positively. You know, we live in a society right now that's so cynical, as you know, and because it's cynical, we often look at others with doubt. And we look at others in judgment versus recognizing right in front of us, for whatever reason, out of 7 billion people, this person was placed. And perhaps our fate or our destiny right now is to connect with them, to understand them, to create a relationship there that counts. And so we want you to project positively.
Okay, so let's assume we lock down all of our baseline needs. I'm fired up to talk about our forward human drives. Tell us about the first two forward drives.
Yeah, the first two are so important. The first one is change, and the second one is challenge. And these are where so much of the engagement and the joy and the growth come in life. The first one is change, which is funny because a lot of people think, well, gosh, no one wants change. And we say, well, actually, that's the only thing we've ever known in our entire lifetimes. We should be comfortable with it by now, right? The reason people have an issue with their human drive for change and they end up being stuck or frustrated or struggling or having a heightened level of restlessness in their life is because they're not activating that drive that says grow, try new things, learn new things, go in new directions. That's the drive for change. What we fear though with change is that we'll experience pain. And what we found psychologically through high performance studies that we've done is that people actually fear three things with change. They fear first and foremost loss, pain. Oh, if I change, I'm going to lose something that I like. Then they fear process pain. Oh, well, changing is going to be so hard, I won't even try. And then third, they fear outcome pain, which is, well, what if I go through all this change and it's not better on the other side? You know, the grass isn't greener and I went through all that effort. And if we can get those removed, that becomes the first activator, is to overcome the associations of pain for change, to realize that, yeah, will you lose some things perhaps, but you'll gain others. That maybe will the process be challenging? Yes, but maybe that's what's going to light you up and make you feel better. And will the outcome be horrible? Probably not. It might actually be worthwhile. Connecting that is everything. And then that second forward drive, man, this is the one. Right here, Darren, this is the magic. The drive for challenge. When the human spirit is activated in the direction of challenge, it accomplishes its greatest. So the greatest activator here is to set a new, bold challenge for yourself. Not a goal. Goals are great, right? But goals get way too much airtime in my perspective. A goal is about destination thinking. But a challenge is about the journey. It's so much bigger than the goal. A challenge is something we know. It's going to stretch us. It's probably not a quote-unquote smart goal. It's not that specific or measurable or time bound per se, because we actually don't know how we're going to achieve it. And that's what I want to charge people with. What's the challenge you have in front of you that you've placed consciously that is actually beyond what you know how to capably make happen now? That's the thing that's going to make you stretch and grow and engage again with life.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So enjoying the journey, the process, not just the destination.
Right.
So let's move to third and fourth drives. Talk to us about those.
The third forward human drive is the drive for creative expression. It's the unique thing to our human species in which we are so motivated to authentically express who we are that dictates what we wear, what kind of car we drive, what sheet count we choose for our beds, you know, and how we express ourselves in how we carry ourselves and how we speak. And that drive for creative expression is so suppressed for so many people. But the times in which it's activated, we feel so alive, so engaged. When you talk to a musician or an artist, they're so impassionate about their work. But so are people in the corporate world who have regular, quote unquote, jobs. But you can see the difference in workplace. Walk into one workplace and you've got a bunch of stale, yellow walls, gray cubicles. There's an energy there. Walk into Zappos. Walk into eBay. Those are very different energies, different feelings, different associations, because those are more creatively expressed. They look different. They feel different. And so one of the easiest ways to activate your life again is to say, you know what? I'm going to be more creative in every area of your life. The fourth forward drive here is the drive for contribution. You know, it's in the human spirit to give and to serve. And when we recognize that and we activate that purposefully, things change in our lives. The challenge here is that we have this problem where most contribution is measured by giving to. Well, you give to an organization of your time, money, effort, energy. You give to this charity. And that's how we measure contributions. Why most people don't feel like they're giving enough in life. So the activator here is actually to recognize the difference between giving to and giving of. And I'll give you an example. The activator of giving of thyself fully is a contribution in itself. My dad, he doesn't have any buildings named after him. He never, you know, achieved a financial, a huge abundance in his life. But I'll tell you what, he loved us like you can't believe. And this was a man who everyone he touched, he created a real caring connection with because he was always so congruent. And his contribution was his role modeling. Who he was as a person is his greatest contribution. As a matter of fact, you know, generations from now, all we'll be remembered for is how much we contribute of ourselves to the world. And so I say, don't worry so much about how much you give to, because maybe at a financial level, it's hard to write that check. Give of yourself fully every single day in every single relationship. Give of the unique, authentic, real you. That is a drive that will feel activated, and that will be a drive that makes you feel fulfilled.
I like that distinction. Okay, so let's get to the final forward human drive, the ultimate goal, the top of the pyramid. What is number five?
The highest and the most important forward drive to activate is the drive for consciousness. And the drive for consciousness is our drive, something internally that says, you know what? I've got to not only be more conscious of who I am and how I live my life, but also I've got to connect with something bigger than myself. You know, there's a grander consciousness to connect to. Some people call it the universe or the cosmos. Some people call it God. Some people call it fate. Some people call it whatever. There's two types. There's the consciousness that says, you know what? I'm in conscious control of my own mind, meaning being conscious of our own thoughts, feelings, actions, our identity. But then there's the consciousness that allows us to stretch outside of ourselves and recognize the miraculous, recognize something even greater than ourselves. And that's the magic. You know, that's the magic.
Fantastic. All right. So let's see if we can make this as tangible as possible, Brendan, not just theoretical or philosophical, but people can walk away with models in their mind in which to draw themselves forward into the future. So as we start to wrap up this discussion, share a few examples of transformation in your own life or in that in the lives of your clients that have resulted based on activating these drives in particular.
That's so great. You know, for me, in one area of my life that was so important to activating my life at a different level was the drive for challenge. And I did an assessment. It was very simple. I sat down and I said, where in my life am I really challenging myself and pushing myself and growing because of it, where I'm really stretching? And where in my life am I just going with the flow? Because those areas I'm going with the flow or avoiding are remnants of the caged or the comfortable. So I had to activate challenge. For me, you know, I got in some point, you know, you become more successful and it's like, it's easy to rest back and just hang out. But then you start to feel restless and miserable inside and you have to do something again. Well, if that's real for you, when you do your own internal audit, it comes right down to setting a challenge in every part of your life where you got too comfortable that it is not fulfilling anymore. Control for new. It's so simple. Controlling for new, again, the activator for the first human drive, means setting just up in your life new experiences. So for so many people, it can be as tangible as, you know what? Every 90 days, we're going to go and experience somewhere new in the world. Every 90 days, we're going to go take a mini vacation somewhere or a staycation and just have some fun. It might mean, you know what? We're going to go and experience all of the top 15 best restaurants in this town. We're going to go to a new play. We're going to go to a new show. But actually scheduling those things, as simple as it is, it actually brings experience back into your life again. You feel more engaged, and then you start to feel all the other human drives come alive as well.
So final question for you today, Brennan. Leave us with a few charge points. I mean, a few key takeaways that even when they just turn off the CD, that they can go and start on this journey towards living a more fully charged life. What would be a 1, 2, 3 thing you would suggest they do?
The first thing that I suggest they do is right now decide to actually do an audit of your life and say, what level of charge and engagement do I really have in this area of my life? You know, when I think about my relationships at work, how charged am I about those relationships? And not to blame those relationships, but to ask what different level of energy could I bring in to have a different result? That's so important in all aspects of our life to say, what different level of energy could I bring into this to have a different result, a different experience? And it's so important to always remember, there's only two things that will change your life. Either something new comes into your life. Hey, maybe you win the lottery. Maybe the white knight shows up. Maybe your coworkers change. Maybe they just start following you because they did. Or something new comes out of you. And it's that taking ownership of your life and that conscious direction of your life that says, you know what? I'm going to make the magic happen again. If I'm not charged, it's no one's fault. It's my doing. And this is the time in which I'm going to generate more energy in my life than ever before. That conscious decision resulting from that internal audit, that's one. Second is to realize that so much of the real charge in your life comes down to caring and connection. To how are you actually relating with the people you are talking to the most in life? Your spouse, your kids, your coworkers. Realize that the further that you deepen the relationships with them, an authentic, real, fun, engaging relationship with them, that's where so much of the magic and the zest will come from, your relationships. And then third, to be bold again. You want to charge your life, get the human drive for challenge reactivated. It's been too simple along the way. Not to say that hasn't been a struggle, but right now, if there's a restlessness in you, if you're like, yeah, I do, there's something more for me. If there's any part of you that says, gosh, life should be more than this, then that is the time to plant a flag in the ground of challenge, to challenge yourself and be bold once more. That is what will activate you.
Fantastic. Well, Brennan Burchard, as always, enlightening and energizing. Thank you so much for sharing your charge with us here today.
It's an honor. Thank you, Darren.
Success Audio Series, copyright Success Media, all rights reserved.